The rivers and streams of New England are littered with thousands of dams. Many of them were used to produce the energy that sparked industry, but they're now doing nothing more than clogging waterways. For many reasons, it's hard to remove large dams, so some conservationists are turning their attention to smaller dams, many of them privately owned, that are scattered across New England. VPR's Kathleen Masterson has the story.
One ecologist described the dams blocking Vermont's rivers as a series of clots in a vast network of arteries. New England has seen multiple waves of dam construction. Some of the oldest were built centuries ago, mainly to run mills. Then, in the early 1900s, there was a wave of hydropower dam construction to feed the demand for rural electrification. More recently, in the 1980s, the federal government funded another surge of hydro dam construction, this time intending to create more local renewable energy sources. But Chris Killian with the Conservation Law Foundation says once the federal subsidies went away, most of the dams weren't economically viable.
So periodically, you'll hear people push for, we should be, you know, repowering lots of dams. Many of these ones that were repowered are now shut down because they were completely marginal.
Yet many of those defunct dams are still lingering in the river, blocking fish passage and affecting water levels and water temperature.
And so I'd say right now about half of the concrete here is gone. They've been working all morning, hammering away at the concrete.
That's Ron Rhodes with the Connecticut River Conservancy. We're standing on the banks of the Ompompanoosuc River. It's a tributary of the Connecticut River in eastern Vermont. We're just downstream of a 20-foot-wide dam that's being demolished with a giant hydraulic hammer tool.
So Mr. Gear, who owned the farm here, built it in 1983. It generated power from 84 to 94, so 10 years.
The former owner, Howard Gear, was an engineer, and he researched and designed the project himself. Fast forward a few decades, and Rhodes says the same dam is listed on a state survey as a priority for removal because of the positive impact it could have on local species.
So we'll have fish passage for brook trout, especially our Vermont state cold water fish, but also other species, right? There's sculpin and dace and other minnows that live in here. And so they can get upstream. It opens up 17 miles of river.
Rhodes and the local conservation commission wrote grants to drum up the $100,000 needed to fund this project. But even when there's money, there can be emotional resistance to removing dams.
Because a lot of people in our town want the pond back. There was a lot more activity that you could do. There were a lot, the wildlife was different. You know, they miss the beauty of the pond. They miss the idea of the pond.
Kim Schofield recently bought a home along Indian Brook in Colchester, Vermont. She didn't fully appreciate what it meant that she was also buying a dam, a 150-year-old defunct dam, and the remains of the mill house along the riverbank.
It's, you know, at first I thought it was kind of cool. I'm like, oh, cool, I own a dam. I didn't really know all of the ramifications of owning a dam. So, and then when I went to get my homeowner's insurance, Walter Hauserman said to me, you're going to need more insurance, Kim.
The insurance is about $50 more per month, and there's a $300 annual state inspection fee. Then there are safety issues to consider, and mosquito breeding grounds. The dam is breached, so the river water flows over the stone structure. But water still backs up, creating a swamp, and sometimes flooding Schofield's basement. Schofield thought about restoring the dam to make electricity. But she says to get a big enough turbine to power her home would cost around $200,000.
If you look on YouTube and you see these people that put water wheels in the river and are generating, it generates about a light bulb worth of electricity.
More importantly, Schofield wants to restore the river and allow fish to come upstream from Lake Champlain. She's working with local environmental group and state agencies to have the dam removed. She says she's excited about having beautiful riverfront property, which is less likely to flood her basement.
And it puts the river back the way it was supposed to be, the way it was intended to be. That's what the universe wants.
Schofield and the Gear family aren't the only dam owners interested in restoring rivers. Ron Rhodes with the Conservation River Conservancy says he's working on 12 dam removals, and more than half involve private landowners. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.